Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting from Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. On this podcast, we're going to discuss how trails of microorganisms discovered on the ocean bottom knocked down a favorite Darwinist argument against the Cambrian explosion. A news article at ScienceCentric.com recently reported that single-cell protists have left tracks and grooves in the ocean bottom that resemble fossil grooves or trail fossils that are found in some Precambrian strata. Darwinists have claimed that such Precambrian tracks or trail fossils must have been produced by complex multicellular worm-like animals, thus proving that the Cambrian explosion was not really as explosive as the fossil record makes it appear. Actual fossils of the alleged Precambrian worms that supposedly made the trails are yet to be found, but Darwinists have claimed that the track fossils are smoking gun evidence that they existed. However, if these tracks can be produced by single-celled protists, then Precambrian track fossils do not necessarily indicate the presence of multicellular animals, since these protists are far less complex than the multicellular body plans that have explosively appeared in the Cambrian period. Darwinists remain stuck, whether they like it or not, with a very explosive Cambrian explosion that isn't the mere artifact of an imperfect fossil record. As the article states, quote, "This finding is significant because similar fossil grooves and furrows found from the Precambrian era as early as 1.8 billion years ago have always been attributed to evolving multicellular animals. If our giant protists were alive 600 million years ago and the track was fossilized, a paleontologist unearthing it today would without a shade of doubt attribute it to a large, multicellular, bilaterally symmetrical animal," said Matz, an assistant professor of integrative biology. "We now have to rethink the fossil record. We used to think it takes bilateral symmetry to move in one direction across the seafloor and thereby leave a track," said Matz. Quote, "You have to have a belly and a backside and a front and back end. Now we show that protists can leave traces of comparable complexity and with a very similar profile." With their find, Matz, Frank, and their colleagues argue that fossil traces cannot be used alone as evidence that multicellular animals were evolving during the Precambrian, slowly setting the stage for the Cambrian explosion. "I personally think now that the whole Precambrian may have been exclusively the reign of protists," said Matz. "Our observations open up this possible way of interpreting Precambrian fossil record." Matt says that the appearance of animal body plans during the Cambrian explosion might not just be an artifact of the fossil record, unquote. Of course, Dr. Matz still hopes to retain some kind of an evolutionary explanation for the abrupt appearance of complex body plans in the Cambrian explosion. But I think that Stephen Meyer said it best in his article in Proceedings for the Biological Society of Washington, where he stated, quote, "An experience-based analysis of the causal powers of various explanatory hypotheses suggests purposive or intelligent design as a causally adequate and perhaps most causally adequate explanation for the origin of the complex specified information required to build the Cambrian animals and the novel forms they represent. For this reason, recent scientific interest in the design hypothesis is unlikely to abate as biologists continue to wrestle with the scientific problem of the origination of biological form and the higher taxa," unquote. This is Casey Luskin with the ID of the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.